Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with your host, Dana Rodriguez. Tonight, with panelists, author Jerry Nachman and San Francisco Chronicle music critic Joshua Cosman. Here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
I was waiting for you. There we go. Okay. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend and getting ready for Halloween next Saturday. So give us an hour of your time tonight, because we'll try to make it worth your while. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we welcome your participation. That's very, very important to us. Some of our lines are open right now. Some are blinking, but some are open. So please give us a call if you have a question for us, if you'd like to wait a minute or two. You can answer one of the ones we'll be throwing out to you. That number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We also have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. I'd also like to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. Feel free to email us. They all get read. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, simply by use of a smartphone, a computer, a tablet, whatever, at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of this show, it should be available in a reasonable amount of time after our show tonight at kalw.org. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, just about everything else. So, again, that is 415-841-4134 and toll-free 866-798-8255. We are going to start with a round of introductions. He has thoughtfully printed it up for me. Jerry Nachman says it's about time Hugh Hefner decided to ban nude women from the pages of Playboy. He hopes National Geographic will follow his fine example. Well, you know, when I was a boy, that's how many young men learned about the female anatomy.
That's the reference, yes, exactly. Okay, with the beautiful Maureen O'Hara gone, Joshua Cosman doesn't see any reason why they shouldn't just go back to making movies in black and white.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has heard that we have rats here at the station, although he prefers to think of them as mice with a glandular condition.
All right, so that is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
I was wondering if they meant panelists.
Not yet. If we get desperate enough, we may hire one or two of them.
Okay, only three singers have been number one on the Billboard charts in the last four decades. Who are they? You got to get all three for a bill.
Once, ask the question again.
Only three singers have been number one on the Billboard charts in the last four decades.
Oh, so at some point in each of the last four decades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for each decade, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Four decades.
What are those decades?
Four decades. All right.
So
70, the 80s, 90, and
the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s.
Well, it's already 2015.
Oh, no, we're in a new decade, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So 80s, 90.
80, 90, yeah.
Okay, so we're starting in the 80s here.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, Madonna.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Mariah Carey is one.
No, she is not.
I think she goes back to the 80s.
Sure.
Does she go back that far?
I think so.
Cher.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm thank you for loosening your strictures here. We're not going to get all three of them in one. We're going to chip away at this.
That's right. So you didn't say they were, did you? You didn't say whether they were male or female.
No.
Okay. So only four. Why don't you just read the question once
more. Okay. Only three singers.
Three, I'm sorry.
Have been number one on the Billboard charts in each of the last four decades.
Three.
Each is a key.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Okay.
All right. Why can't we get these? These are famous people.
Well, we
don't listen to the top 40.
Cher and Madonna and Mariah Carey, and none of those were correct. Let me try to think of one more here.
Does Madonna go back to the 80s?
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's where she got
yeah.
her big start.
Okay.
I got nothing after that.
What these people have to be active today, or else they wouldn't
right.
be able to.
Active today, yeah.
Not to think about
Janet
it.
Okay. Jackson.
Huh?
Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, she just
you.
Made it.
That's what made me think of it. Yeah.
Janet Jackson.
That's right. Yeah, she has number one now. I think.
So there's two others. We'll let the audience.
All right.
All right. Good.
Play with it.
All right. And Josh, why don't you go?
All right. So every year they give the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Eight of those winners have been musicals. How many of those can you name? The winners of the Pulitzer Prize for drama that have been musicals.
Of The I Sing.
That's the first one. I was just going to say, just to help you along, they're kind of well spaced out
yeah.
historically.
How to Succeed in Business.
Yep.
South Pacific.
Yep.
Rent.
Good, that's four.
How many were there?
There are eight.
Eight, I didn't know there were that
Guys
many.
Guys and Dolls?
No.
No, I didn't know there were that many.
So, I'm sorry, we have four.
So, you have four. You have The I Sing, South Pacific, How to Succeed in Business, and Rent.
When was the last one? Can you tell us that? I mean, within...
The most recent one, it was in this millennium.
Avenue Q?
No.
Okay. Just read,
right.
just read the
question. So eight musicals have won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Jerry and Dana between them got Of The I Sing, South Pacific, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and Rent. Those are four. There are four more for the listeners to
All
get.
Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Sir, Garrett from Union City.
Hi, Garrett.
Is one of the singers Rod Stewart?
Is one of the singers?
No, it is not.
Okay. Oh, good guess.
Yeah, even though he started his career in the 70s, though, even though he was with the Jeff Beck group in the 60s.
You're right.
I got a couple of questions.
All right.
What comedian was the first to appear on a show recorded on videotape?
What comedian was the first to appear on a show recorded on videotape?
Recorded on videotape.
Was this a series or just a one shot or what?
Well, it was well lasted one season, but it was Harbinger of Things to Come.
Okay.
Videotape. That goes back to what? The
60s maybe?
No, 56.
56.
Jack Benny.
No, I'll give you a clue. This comedian was known for taking inanimate, ordinary objects and making a routine out of them.
Known for what?
Using inanimate objects and making a routine out
of them. Ordinary objects and making fun out of them in his routine.
What comedian would...
Gosh, I can't think of anybody.
Carrot Top.
In the
50s.
Oh, in the 50s.
50s.
50s. Inanimate objects and making...
Gee.
Senior Wences.
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
You don't know? Jonathan Winters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good. Should have got
that.
Here's
my second question. What Hollywood figure, though, who hosted his own series, some of the episodes were filmed in black and white, but had the foresight to film them in color.
So what Hollywood figure who had his own series filmed the episodes in black and white, but also in color?
No, they filmed the series, there's a series of programs. They're originally shown in black and white, but they were actually filmed in color.
Oh, okay.
They were shown in black and white, but filmed in color.
No, filmed in color, then televised in black and white.
Right, okay. Right.
All right.
What was the point of that?
for future use, to show on TV in color, I suppose.
In case they ever got Maureen O'Hara as a guest.
Right. You have to give us a hint.
We don't know.
Well, it started out in the 50s, though. And after one series that's it featured a noted historical figure that was very popular in the mid-50s.
Noted historical figure? You mean like You Are There or something like that?
No.
Noted historical figure. No, I'm afraid we don't know, Gareth.
You don't know?
No.
Walt Disney, remember the Adventures of the Davy Crockett segments? They were televised in black and white, but they were actually filmed in color.
All right. That makes sense. All right.
Should have known that.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. Halloween is coming up next Saturday, so I have a few Halloween questions here. For 2015, what is the most popular Halloween costume based on a real person?
Of all time?
No, this year.
This year.
Oh.
This is a costume that's been quite popular for a few years.
Donald Trump?
No. It's not a person that's living.
Oh.
Okay. What is the most popular Halloween costume 2015 based on a real person? This person is no longer living.
I don't know.
How about Elvis Presley?
That's a good day. That's a good guess, but no.
Okay.
So once more, for 2015, what is the most popular Halloween costume based on a real person? This person is no longer living.
I can't imagine a 10-year-old going out in an Elvis costume. They don't know even who he is.
Well, you never know. All right, Jerry, this may be more up your alley. What is the oldest branded candy in the U.S.? Still being made.
Tootsie Rolls.
No. 1893.
Wow. How about Necco wafers?
That is about the third oldest.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. This is the oldest branded candy in the U.S. Started making it in 1893. Sold everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Very, very well-known candy.
Not Hershey bars.
I do not care for it, personally.
But Hershey bars?
No. Nope.
You don't care for them?
I do not
care
for them.
Must have nuts in it.
That's not a helpful clue.
Yeah, he doesn't like nuts.
Oh, really? You knew this?
I didn't.
You guys are very intimate.
It does not have nuts in it, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Jerry.
Mounds.
No.
No.
Does not have nuts in it.
Those are all...
Does not have
nuts. How about Heath bar?
That has nuts in it, too.
No, it doesn't.
No, that's
doesn't.
Toffee.
No, it's just toffee
and
toffee. Chocolate.
I don't like toffee either.
Toffee's great. What, are you crazy?
He doesn't like anything. Doesn't like nuts. He doesn't like cheese.
Nope. That's right. I'm a rebel. All right. So once more, what is the oldest branded candy in the U.S. still sold nationally? Very well-known candy. Started in 1893. And what is the most popular Halloween costume of 2015? It is based on a real person. This person is no longer living. And then there's some historical basis to this person.
How about a sugar daddy?
No.
Is that a candy?
Huh?
Is that a candy or just
used
a lifestyle?
It used to be. I don't think they're still around.
I think they might be. I used to
it's
like
a sucker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a Holloway's.
Right.
Holloway's, they make Milk Duds as well.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Milk Duds is still around.
So, all right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette in San Francisco.
Hi, Colette.
And my question is, what was the tasty dish that the ladies of the evening would put on their windowsill to entice customers?
They had to use food to do that?
is this that urban legend about the origin of crepe Suzette?
No.
Okay.
No.
That makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this in France, may I ask?
I think probably Italy.
Italy, okay.
Oh.
You could put lots of different
things. I know what it is.
It's puttanesca.
Puttanesca.
Yes.
Putta meaning whore, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, good job.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so what is puttanesca? What is that?
I don't know. Friends have ordered
capers
it.
And
I'm not sure what it is.
It's a sauce. It's a pasta sauce.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's a sauce, but it's not a dish in itself. It is a dish in itself.
It's an adjective. It goes with it. Linguine puttanesca or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It means in the fashion that the whores make it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good job. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
And I have a question for Joshua.
Yep. All
right. I noticed the San Francisco Opera this season is doing Magic Flute in English. And the Met a couple seasons ago, did The Merry Widow in English. I think this is a terrible idea. And I'm wondering number one, if this is going to be expanded upon, and number two, why are they doing this, especially since there are now super titles?
You got me. I'm wondering the same thing. I don't know whether that's going to happen, whether that's going to keep happening. I don't understand why they think it's an improvement. Especially, I mean, I said in my review of Magic Flute, I don't understand what is gained by having people speak the lines that are super in the super titles. So honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, I volunteer at the opera shop, and I unvolunteered because the idea of seeing that not in German was just too much for me.
Yeah, all right.
I have just a short question for you also. Is that you never seem to review concerts that are in the East Bay. I mean, you miss the Takis Quartet, and that seems to be a thing with you.
Oh, well, no, it's not geographical. I went to the Berkeley Symphony last week. I do lots of things at Cal Performances. Mostly it's just sort of a matter of whether there's something newsworthy on the program. I love the Takis Quartet. I've heard them. I think they were doing standard rep, and I just didn't seem like there was a lot of news value
it was
there.
A magnificent concert.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And those are real questions.
Yeah.
Yep.
And next call.
And you got them both wrong.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi.
Sorry, that last call gave a new definition to crank call.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so I have a few answers, maybe. About the singers from different decades, is Tony Bennett one of them?
No.
No? All right.
The band, yes.
And about the musicals, is the producers one of them?
No, not win for the Pulitzer for that.
Okay, so down to my last one. The old candy, Necco wafers?
Not Necco wafers.
Oh, God, they taste like they're that old.
I know. They taste like they're from
even when they're fresh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I love them.
Okay. Well, I got blank tonight.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to give you a list of some major cities, and you tell me the river that runs through them. Starts easy, and it gets harder.
All right.
Very hard.
How many you got? I like to number my lists.
About eight, maybe.
Sure.
Okay. Boston.
Read them all, and then we'll do
should I read them all, or? No, let's go through one at a time.
All right, that's fine. Whatever.
Boston.
Charles.
Right.
Yeah.
Baghdad.
The Tigris or the Euphrates.
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
St. Petersburg.
Neva.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Cayuga.
Right. Florence.
The Arno.
Seoul. Now it gets hard.
Seoul. This is all you, Dana.
Is it also the Seoul River, by any chance?
No.
So
I'll give you these all of these because you
right,
can think about them.
All right. So we got Seoul.
Okay, Dublin.
Oh, that's the Liffey.
Liffey, that's right. Amsterdam.
Oh.
There's a river?
There is.
I just figured it was all water all the time.
Okay, Melbourne.
No.
And Buenos Aires.
Oh, I should know Buenos Aires. All right. Why don't you just repeat the names of the ones that nobody got?
All right. Nobody got, you got all the early ones. Seoul, Amsterdam, Melbourne, and Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Good list.
Mm-hmm. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
I have two very good questions for you. The first one about finances and economy. Today, actually, the U.S. is not really, as a whole, poor countries. Actually, the richest time it's ever been. The thing is, most of the money is shifted so far high that we have the current conditions, high rent, very high.
All right, all right. What's the question?
Okay, the question is, okay, how much money your net worth have to be, which means include the money you have in your pocket, money you have in the bank, your debt, to be on the top of the 30% poorest, the top of 30% poorest people in the country. How much money do you have to
You mean to be in the 30%, the bottom 30% of the country?
I mean the bottom 10%, 30%, you're right. Yeah.
So what's
how much money total?
Oh, I see.
Between money you have in bank, between your assets, your house, your whatever, your net.
Well, I suspect that most of the bottom 30% do not own a house.
Well, some do, but you own big mortgage, for instance.
You mean your total net worth is what you're asking?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm gonna.
Just the bottom 30%.
I'm gonna lowball it. I'm gonna say $80,000.
Huh?
I was gonna say 50.
80,000.
Take one guess.
50,000.
$10. $10.
$10.
That's true, because
wow.
Everybody's holding them in debt, thanks to a credit card.
Oh,
thanks
I see.
To all of you.
Okay.
Yeah, $10. Honestly, that is very well documented.
Okay. We believe you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. $10. That's all.
Next question.
30% of Americans have. Or less. The other question is, what is the loudest animal ever?
Ever.
You know, they're living today.
We had this question.
This has come up at some point, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it the...
You can hear them 2 miles away.
The screech.
Is it a land animal? Because, I mean, I would have said the...
It is land animal.
The blue whale.
Well, give
how about the elephant?
No. That's
howler monkeys.
Howling monkeys. You're right.
Oh, very good. Have you heard one?
No.
Okay, but the subsequent question. They found out that the howling monkeys... with the loudest voice, have the smallest part of animals.
Yeah, they have the smallest testicles. It was just an article
very
about
good.
This.
Okay, you read the same article.
I read the same. It was good. Interesting
very
about
good.
The bone in the throat.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks, Ethan.
Thank you.
Joshua, is one of the Pulitzer musicals Fiorello?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Pulitzer, not Pulitzer.
He always
we get
you've been correcting me for
that.
20 years.
We get emails about that when people
well,
say
okay.
it the wrong way.
It must be better causes.
Probably. all right. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Gerald Nachman and from the San Francisco Chronicle, the music critic Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. The number to join us here with a question or answer, 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. And, excuse me, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi, Herb.
My guess for Amsterdam is the Muse or Moz.
No, not correct.
Okay. I have a question then. What was the last lynching in California? What year and what town?
Well, that was in San Jose, the heir to the department store chain.
Yes, that's correct, but that was not the last one.
It was...
That was 1933, and there's, according to my impeccable sources, there are two since that day.
I don't know that. That's the one we studied in college.
That was right. The one that was the basis for that movie, Fury.
Yeah.
Let's see. So it was. Were they past the 30s then?
Yes. Well, the last one was. It was in the 40s.
No. Was it in Los Angeles by any chance?
No.
No, we do not know.
Well, okay, it was 1947, January 1947, and it was in the town of Callahan, which is a little tiny place in Siskiyou County, way up at the north end of the state. And the victim was apparently a meat cutter from Weed who was accused of cattle rustling. And so he was apparently kidnapped and hung from a utility pole by some of the local ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
And the according to this story I've been reading, the local elementary school was just letting out of its recess when they were treated to the sight of a man hanging from a utility pole. And so, and I don't know the name of the man. That was nobody seems to know that.
Oh.
He happened to be an African American.
Oh.
And one odd aspect of it is that... a couple of little small-town newspapers ran a story about it that week, and every single copy of those newspapers have disappeared off the face of the earth. The Historical Society doesn't have it. The library doesn't have it. Nobody has it.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
And so the case has never been solved, and the kids who were in the elementary school were told never to talk about it, what they saw.
Hmm.
So that remains the... the most recent lynching.
All right,
California. And apparently there was one in 1935, which was in the same county, Siskiyou County. This was in or near Wairika.
Huh. Well, thank you very much. And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay.
Any lynching questions?
No, I got it. Let's switch to a lighter note. Right. What are the six chemical elements?
Oh.
Come on, I know you love a good chemical
element.
We'll
be on the phone.
They're
no
named
time.
After Broadway shows.
That are named for that are named after countries.
Oh,
California,
Argentinium.
Oh, countries.
Okay,
countries.
California is not a country,
no,
and
right.
Argentinium is not a chemical element. You guys both fail. What are the six chemical elements that are named
Franconium.
For country? What are the six actual, not made-up chemical elements, the real chemical elements that are named
polonium.
For countries? Polonium is one. Well done, you.
Yes. Marie Curie. Okay.
Canadium.
No.
I don't know.
Nothing to do with Argentina at all. Okay. I thought there was. Polonium. What else?
I don't know.
I have to think about this.
All right. You ponder that. There are six chemical elements that get their names from countries. One of them is polonium. What
are they
the
current
other five?
Countries?
One, two, yeah. They sure are.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Oops. All right. Now, hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Alex from Redwood City.
Hi, Alex.
I have an answer for the candy one, the oldest candy.
Yes.
Is it good and plenty?
It is good and plenty.
Oh my gosh. Wow, very
good. Glad you got that.
Great. And then for the countries, for the elements, is germanium?
Germanium is one. Yes. It's named after Germany.
Right.
Great. Those are my only answers.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that to us, Josh.
Well, you seemed unclear on the concept.
Yeah, all right. And we do have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call. 415-841-4134. Toll free 866-798-8255. Okay. I asked this question a couple years ago, but I thought, I'll give it another. It's changed very slightly, and I kind of like the question. So Huffington Post did a poll. This is actually this year. Of all its readers on their 10 least favorite Halloween candies that their children have complained to them that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the 10 least favorite Halloween candies for children in the U.S.?
That's good. That's good.
Good and plenty.
Yes, good and plenty is one.
And Necco wafers.
No, Necco wafers.
Yeah, good and plenty, obviously.
So,
and apples with razor blades.
No. These are all candy, real candy.
These are brand names.
These are
Yeah.
So what are the 10 least favorite Halloween candies with American kids?
Abba Zabba Bar.
That didn't factor into it.
Good and plenty, I bet, is number one on the list.
It is not number one.
Oh, really?
I will say that the number one totally deserves to be number one.
Oh, really? It's that bad?
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
What could that be? I can't stand Good and Plenty.
And it's a brand name. You said they're all brand names.
I can't stand black licorice.
Well, I don't like licorice, so if you don't like licorice.
I like red licorice, but not black.
Yeah, that's not really licorice. That's just sugar.
Okay.
Twizzlers or red vines.
No. Oh, no.
No, people like
those.
Oh,
God, no. I like red vines.
But
how about
how about just the black licorice sticks, though?
Yes, black licorice is one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Nobody likes that.
Oh, I keep asking you. So they're not all brand names.
Black licorice is.
That's not a brand name.
Okay, but that's the only one. All right, all the rest are brand names.
Okay.
So we got eight more?
Yes,
That are bad.
That are.
I understand.
Deeply disliked by children across the United States. And do not want to be.
Can't be Butterfingers. Butterfingers are the nectar of the gods.
No, not Butterfingers. No.
Mm-mm.
So what are the least favorite Halloween candies for kids in the U.S.?
Hmm.
So far we have Good and Plenty and Black Licorice.
Which is just two names for the same thing.
I
mean, not
kinda.
Really. Not
see,
really,
is,
but I mean,
there's a relation.
Yeah, that's why people don't.
Yeah.
York Peppermints.
Oh,
no, people like
those,
that.
Those are good.
That's more of an adult candy, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Keep thinking about it.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. For candy, what about Juji Fruits?
No, although they do get stuck in your teeth.
All right. Yeah. Okay, I have a question. It's a Jerry-style list of what do these four people have in common.
All right?
Yes. All right. James Dean, Edward R. Murrow, mm-hmm. Bonnie Raitt,
mm.
Richard Nixon.
James Dean, Edward R. Murrow, Bonnie Raitt, Richard Nixon. Can you frame it in any way? Is it a biographical thing?
Yes, if I understand what you mean by biographical. You guys always say that, and I think I know what you mean. Yes, biographical, yes.
Were they all born in Yorba Linda?
No.
Bonnie Raitt. Wow.
They did not.
Yeah, I was going to say Bonnie. I mean,
they did not all die in a Porsche.
She's
crash.
The odd person out.
Huh? Right, yeah. Exactly. They all had fathers who were famous Broadway stars, except for
James Dean.
James Dean,
Edward R. Murrow,
and Nixon.
And all the others.
Huh. That's a killer. What could they have?
James Dean, Murrow. Edward R. Murrow, Bonnie Raitt, and Richard Nixon. Huh. Can you give us any kind of hint?
I don't think I can.
Is it small enough that these are the people who about whom this is true, or is it something huge like Being Left-Handed where you could have named?
No, it's a larger category, but these four people all have it in common, mm-hmm. and it's
noteworthy.
It's noteworthy. Okay. You'll say, huh? How about that?
So let's see. James Dean, Edward R. Murrow, Bonnie Raitt, and Richard Nixon. Nah, I got. Nothing.
I can't think of anything.
And you did say it is biographical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So they all
were they all born on the same day?
I'm sorry. No. Say again.
Were they all born on the same day?
No.
You mean on the date?
Same,
not the same.
Not the same year. The same day.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
Yeah. Are they all?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
No. Are they all left-handed?
No. No, we have no idea.
Well, I think it's a good question. May I leave the answer with the board op?
You can.
Yeah, you can. That's
all
good.
All right. We'll put you on hold. Hold on.
All right. Thank you.
In the meantime, can we take another call? All right. Let's go. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Richard in Oakland. I have a Broadway question for you.
Okay.
On Broadway, who was the character Albert Peterson? What show and who played him?
He was in Dick Van Dyke played him in Bye Bye Birdie.
That's right.
Good job.
And why did Dick Van Dyke leave the cast, and who replaced him?
Why did he leave? Well, he became a TV star of his TV show.
That's right. And who was his replacement?
His replacement was, I think, what's his name? The guy that was the announcer for Steve Allen, Gene Rayburn.
Wow, you got these all.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
My field.
Related question is, who replaced Robert Preston in The Music Man?
Oh, Forrest Tucker.
He was in the...
He toured in it, that's right.
Yes.
That's a very good question. I'm not sure. Robert Preston, The Music Man. That would have been a tough act to follow.
Give us. Was it a film star as well?
He did film. That's right. And probably more famous than Robert Preston had been when he premiered the role.
What was your question, Dana?
I asked him whether he was a film star, and the caller said yes. And he said he was more famous than Robert Preston.
Uh-huh. Who replaced Robert Preston in Music Man?
Actually, the third person who played it is probably something you won't guess at all. I think Miss America.
Bert Parks.
Oh, Bert Parks. Yeah, I remember. I think I did read that.
He actually got good reviews. Yeah.
Bert Parks succeeded Eddie Albert in the role.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Eddie Albert succeeded Preston, huh?
That's right. And actually later, about 15 years later, Dick Van Dyke took it over for a second production.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Very good question. Yeah. My kind of question.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, this is kind of fun, I hope, I think. Here are some rather crudely transliterated English foreign titles of what popular U.S. films?
Mm. Okay.
Okay. I'll do about half of them.
Sure.
Sorry. Okay. First one is Monday. This is in Swedish transliteration.
Okay.
Monday the whole week.
This is an American movie translated into Swedish, or I mean, this is the Swedish
attempt to translate. Yeah, translation. Yeah.
So it's not Never on Sunday.
No, that would be a good guess, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent guess.
Go ahead.
Okay, The Knights of the Coconut. This is in a German transliteration. The Knights of
translation,
the Coconut.
Translation, not a translator.
The
Knights of the Coconut. Oh, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah. How'd you figure that out?
Good job.
What other movie has knights and coconuts?
Yeah. Well, I've never seen it, so I...
Okay. Oh, well, you have a treat in store
for
you.
Yeah, I know. Okay. This is Cantonese. Mysterious Murder in Snowy Cream.
Fargo.
Yes, Fargo. Very good. Now you're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Spanish. Going Crazy Wearing Skirts.
Is it Some Like It Hot?
Yes. Excellent.
Good.
This is Mandarin. Six Naked Pigs.
Six Naked Pigs?
Yeah.
This is all you, Dana.
The Full Monty?
Yes. You guys are good. Very good. Hebrew. Alex's Friends.
Alex's Friends?
Oh, the one with the reunion about the, with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's exactly what it is. The Big Chill.
The Big
right.
Chill.
Very good.
Good.
And right. The last one is French. Mom, I missed the plane.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. Oh,
so we didn't get the first one.
You didn't get the first one.
Which was what?
Monday the whole week.
Monday the whole week.
As you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
Well, let's leave that for the listeners.
Swedish. Yeah.
Monday the whole week.
Okay.
And
it should be Never on Sunday, but all right.
Let's repeat any questions. You don't have to repeat that one, but whatever questions haven't been answered.
Okay. Three singers have been number one on the Billboard charts in each of the last four decades. Josh got Janet Jackson. I'm looking for the two others.
Mm-hmm.
And what major rivers flow through Seoul, Amsterdam, Melbourne, and Buenos Aires?
All right.
I'm looking for the musicals that have won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Of the I Sing, South Pacific, Fiorello, How to Succeed in Business, and Rent were all guests. There's three more.
Are any of them since Rent?
Yes. Oh. One of them is since Rent.
Oh, I know what it is. I can't think of the title, though.
Okay. That's a part
What's
of the way
about,
there.
Jerry?
Huh?
What's it about?
It's about, I think it's about a family, dysfunctional family. Yes.
Oh, Fun Home.
No. Before that, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
You're on it.
I can't think of it.
That's the one.
Dysfunctional family. All right, let me think.
And looking for the six chemical elements named after countries, germanium and polonium are two. There are four more.
All right. And what is the most popular Halloween costume of 2015 based on a real person? It's a historical figure in American history, I will tell you that.
The title of that musical, I can't think of. It's something about, it has like neighbors or next door in the title, something, word like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, all right. So once more, what is the most popular Halloween costume of 2015 based on a real person? This person is a place in American history. And the Huffington Post did a poll of parents and their children about the children's least favorite Halloween candies of this year. What are their least favorite Halloween candies? So far, we have Good and Plenty and Black Licorice. And, oh, yes. Do I have one more? No. Okay, that's it. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Justin in San Francisco.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh.
I was,
no problem.
I answered. I have two responses.
Okay.
James Dean, Bonnie Raitt, Edward R. Murrow, and Richard Nixon. I'll give you a clue.
Right.
They all have the same religion in common.
They're all Quakers?
They're all Quakers.
Oh. No kidding. I thought about Quakers, but I figured that was like...
James Dean was a Quaker? I didn't know.
Who knew?
Huh. And Murrow, too.
Good job on that.
Interesting.
And for the river through Seoul...
Yes.
It's the Hong Dong or Han River?
Han, correct. Very
Han.
Good.
Very good. Excellent.
All right. Great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So I have some answer about the elements.
Of course. I knew
you. Come on, Eve. You're a ringer now.
Well, that is okay.
All right.
By the way, Dana, you talked about Argentina. Argentina named after silver, right, John?
Yes.
So that's why he's...
Oh, that's what he was thinking of.
I knew that, yeah.
We know that copper from Cyprus, that is the old element after Cyprus.
Right.
The island, Cyprus. Okay.
Oh.
The second one.
I didn't have that.
Named after America. Americium.
Uh-huh.
And that was made in 1945 by good old Fermi in Chicago. Then the other one is gallium, which after France, name of, you know, gold or de Gaulle or gallium, or Gallia. Okay, the one after, well, you know, you got germanium after Germany, polonium after Poland. Mm-hmm. Then scandium is another one, which is really after the region of Scandinavia.
That's why it's not on the list. I'm just looking for countries.
There is also francium, if that is one of the ones you're looking for.
Yeah, that's francium. After France.
Yes, after France. So actually, you have two elements named after France.
Yep.
One is gallium, and the other one is francium.
Mm, very good.
Thank you, guys. Always good show. Just very quick question. Which the biggest prison, not prison, I'm sorry, jail in the whole U.S.? What is it at? What is the name of it? Where is it at?
Is it Angola in Louisiana?
No, the U.S., in the U.S. No, not Angola. In our backyard,
Guantanamo.
No, in our backyard.
Oh, you mean San Quentin?
San Quentin?
Is that the biggest?
In the Bay Area.
San Quentin?
No, I'm talking not prison, jail.
Oh, jail.
What's the difference?
You know, all people there? You can't believe it. I
don't know.
I read that a couple of days ago.
Santa Rita?
What's the difference between a prison and a jail? Is there a difference?
Santa Rita. Yeah, that's pretty big.
The biggest jail in the whole United States.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Is a prison a federal and jail is county?
The county, Santa Rita is a county jail, but,
Okay.
I misspoke because I'd forgotten about copper in Cyprus, so there are actually seven. There's still one left that he didn't get.
Uh-huh.
If you know the name of the one more chemical element that's named after a country.
You made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
All right.
I failed.
We forgive you.
Norwegian.
let's see, was it your turn, Josh?
Sure. Let's see, what have I got going here? What's the only, Dana, you probably know this right off the bat. What is the only national capital city in the world that borders two other sovereign nations?
You mean the city itself?
The city itself is in a country that it's the capital of, and it also borders two other countries.
The city itself. Is it in Europe?
Let's let it go for that. I'm not going to tell you that right now. It might be.
I'm sorry, did you say it bordered two other countries?
It bordered two other countries.
Is it like, you know, Kinshasa or Brazzaville?
No, that was my first thought too. But those are just one offs. This is at the conjunction of three different countries basically.
So, yeah, no, it's not Vienna or Bratislava. Okay.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Paul from the Richmond District.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Well, Ede got my americium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that.
It's Rio de la Plata, the one through Buenos
Aires. Very good.
Aires.
I think that's
very
right.
Good. Yes.
And it's Buenos Aires, Uruguay and Paraguay and...
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
No, he's asking Josh.
Oh, no, that's not the answer.
Okay. Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 50s, J. Edgar Hoover had a show, The FBI in Peace and War. Mm. And in the 60s, our own Poly High grad, Casper Weinberger, went on to serve in the legislature and Ronald Reagan's finance director as governor, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
famously pardoned by George Bush. He had a TV show on Channel 9 called Profile Bay Area.
I remember.
Yeah. I do, too.
And there is a communist who links the two shows, J. Edgar Hoover and Caspar Weinberger.
A communist that links the two shows?
Yeah, there's one communist who was a part of both shows.
You mean...
Who wrote them, maybe, or directed, you mean?
Sort of.
Yeah, but he was an undercover communist, or was he...
No, he's a member of the party.
Okay.
And he had some connection with each show.
Yes.
Was he an on-air person?
In a way. All hands.
In a way.
So in the FBI in Peace and War, did they devote one of the shows to like
every show?
Oh, he was on every show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a hint. I waited until Joshua was on the show.
Uh-oh.
Composer.
Yeah.
Composer. Oh. Who did the? Who was a?
I.
Who was a commie? Who was red?
Well, they were all commies.
That's
the theme song for FBI was the theme from the Love for Three Three Oranges. Yeah.
Prokofiev.
That's great. And Casper Weinberger's show Profile Bay Area was the start of the second movement on Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony.
Oh, okay.
I'll be darned. I've never heard either of those shows. I wouldn't have known. But that's a great question.
Aren't you impressed? I got the first part.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Was Prokofiev really a communist, though?
Who can say? I mean, he had to join the party.
Well, you had to.
Yep. So.
And, okay. So, I have some state capital origin names. In other words, what I'm looking for here is I'm going to sort of describe the origin of the name, and I want you to tell me what the state capital is.
Sure.
Okay. All right, this state capital was named after the man who led the invasion of Canada in 1775.
So,
this state capital was named after
Montpelier.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess, Jerry, but no. This state capital was named after the man who led the invasion of Canada in 1775. Okay.
Don't know.
This state capital's name is from the French for River of the Monks.
I'll try Montpelier again.
No. No, not Montpelier.
Okay.
This state capital's name is from the French for River of the Monks.
Well, that sounds French to me. Let's see. River of the Month.
Boy, I thought this
was... River of the Monks.
You know,
River of the Monks.
Monk.
Monk. M-O-N-K-S.
Oh.
And
keep them coming.
All right, one more. This state capital is the only one named after a seaport in another country.
Named after a seaport in another country.
Yes. What is the only state capital named after a seaport in another country?
Dover, Delaware.
That's correct. Yes. Very good.
Very good.
Okay. Okay, so we're still looking for the state capital that is named after the man who led the invasion of Canada in 1775. And what state capital's name is from the French for River of the Monks?
River of the Monks.
Yes.
How about Fargo for the
to
the Canadian?
It's not a capital.
No. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. It isn't? Oh.
No.
No.
How about Detroit for the invader?
Oh, that's not a capital.
You're right, it's not.
Shame on
I know, you're right. you're right, it's not the capital, is it?
But it's a French name, so I mean, you're right. You're right on that.
How about General Lansing?
No. I mean, Lansing was a real person. But no.
Who was Lansing?
Lansing was... I want to say a colonial general.
Okay.
But
I think.
But I could be wrong about that. Or Indian fighter, maybe. Anyway, so leave
all
it
right,
out.
Good question.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter England Park.
Hi, Peter.
The monk capital is Des Moines.
Yes, Des Moines.
Oh, yes. Oh, Des Moines. Of course.
Good job.
There's no river in the name. That's... All right.
Yes.
And let's see. For Halloween masks, how about Nixon?
No.
No.
This is a whole costume, not just a mask.
Ah. Okay, and for Halloween candy, how about the Charleston Chew?
I like those, but no, that's not one of them.
Okay.
What was the name?
Charleston Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
And the name Amsterdam, I believe, is from the dam on the River Amstel.
Right.
Oh.
Name for the beer.
The beer, right. Yeah. Good.
Okay, so I'm just looking for Melbourne. That's the last one.
I can't give you that one.
Okay.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
What is the origin of the names of the days of the week in English?
Oof.
Well, Monday would be Moon Day.
Sunday is the sun.
Yeah. Sunday, Monday, Moon Day, Tuesday, I don't
Tuesday
know.
Is Tyr, the German god of war.
Wednesday is for Woden.
Woden, which is the same as
Thursday
Odin or
for
Votan.
Thor. Mm-hmm. Friday, I don't know.
Friday is Freya. Freya. Freya.
Freya. That's German, too, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well,
Saturday
Norse.
Is for Saturnalia.
Saturn, yeah.
Feast right. of Saturnalia, right. yeah.
You guys did very well. Good. Right.
Thank you.
We're pretty good once in a while.
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
For yucky candies, how about Bitto Honey?
Yes.
Oh, Bitto Honey very good, wine. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's still around.
Pretty nasty.
Still around. So hard to unwrap. That's the main problem with that.
I know. The wrapper always sticks to it.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. We have a guess about the artists on the billboard.
Yes.
Oh, this is Karen and Bobette in Oakland.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Bobette.
We're thinking Streisand.
Streisand, Jerry. Barbara Streisand?
Yes, Streisand.
Oh, good job on that.
Woohoo! And then the Swedish one that was Monday All Week
yeah.
movie. Also Jerry's question. Groundhog Day.
Very good.
Right.
Excellent.
Oh,
very good.
Nice.
Woo-hoo!
You got to... Scored heavily here tonight.
Right.
Fun show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we want one more singer.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that us?
It is you.
Hi, it's Mike and AJ in Berkeley.
Hi,
We've
Mike.
Got one for that the capital city bordering two countries.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Panama City.
Bordering two other countries? That's not. That's not the one I've got. I can't. Speak to the geography down there, but I've been.
Let's see what you said. Were you including the canal zone or something like that in it?
Just came to mind. Seemed kind
oh,
of.
Oh, okay. Sensors. Then I'm going to say more confidently, no, that's not right.
All right.
Okay, we've got some Halloween candies for you.
All right, good.
All right, let's see. We got candy corn.
Yes, very good.
Oh,
I like candy corn, but other people don't.
Is Three Musketeers on there?
Oh, no. Three Musketeers
That's
is a great
top.
Candy. It's yes.
Cool. How about Mounds and Almond Joy?
Not Mounds or Almond Joy.
All right. Well, somebody took Groundhog Day from us, and that's all we got.
No, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks much.
All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I don't think I'm getting a bell, but anyway. Peanut Butter Cup?
No.
Okay. Oh, no. That's too good.
The singers, possibly Adele or Cyndi Lauper?
No.
Okay.
It's a male.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then I had a question.
All right.
So basically, since Maureen O'Hara left us, she made a lot of movies with John Wayne. Can you name them? Five?
Well, yeah. Quiet Man, of
Quiet
course.
Man is Quiet Man.
McClintock?
Right.
McClintock?
After that?
Yeah. McClintock, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The... First one, when Rio Grande.
I love that movie.
I like that movie too.
I think they're playing them all week on Turner.
And let's see, Quiet Man, Rio Grande.
1957.
Oh, the Wings of Eagles, I think.
Yeah, Angels.
Or no, Eagles.
Eagles. Yeah, and the other one is 71.
Yeah, is it Big Jake?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good job.
Bye.
Thank you. You know, for a. And she was very beautiful, and she had a nice personality, a mediocre actress, but she was in a lot of good movies over her career.
Yeah, all kinds, really. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah, she was she could do everything. And she's very smart. I've seen her interviewed. Very,
oh, really?
Very sharp, yeah.
Mm.
And feisty, just like the character
yeah.
she played, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is James in the Mission.
Hi, James.
So I've got for the... Halloween candy, I had Bitto Honey, which I like.
Okay.
Candy corn, which I already got, and would Circus Peanuts be still...
Circus Peanuts is coming in at number two, yes.
I love Circus Peanuts.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
I've never met anybody like Circus Peanuts.
I like things people don't like.
Oh, all right. Yes.
What about...
I got to get some, in fact. I'm glad you reminded me.
All right, I'm sorry. What was the other one?
What about raisins? Like a box of raisins?
No, that's not on the list. It's not real candy. No.
Yeah, okay.
How about nonpareil?
Well, at least I
nope.
At least I got one.
Very good, though.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Circus Peanuts. Oh, gosh.
Really?
Everybody has that same reaction. It's one of my guilty pleasures, really.
Circus Peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I haven't had them in years. I go in binges, you know.
All right. Well, maybe now's the time. And yeah. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
I think the missing element is indium.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow. All right, I'm going to have to retire this question because I really screwed it up. You're right. I forgot about indium. How did I leave that off? Give the man a bell.
I did.
Give me a smack.
Give him another bell. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
You had another one then?
I had another one, and it's getting late. I'm going to... It's named for the Latin word for Russia.
Oh.
You know what that is?
No.
All right. Well, you got indium, and I should have had that. Yeah.
The singer in four decades, how about Sting?
No, not Sting. Ooh. No.
All right. I have a question.
Yes.
On September 14th, 1869, there were parades and concerts and fireworks shows held all around the world, all over Europe, but in Moscow, Alexandria, Buenos Aires, Mexico City, Melbourne, and dozens of American cities. Like there were 15,000 people marching in Syracuse, New York, and President Grant joined a huge celebration in Pittsburgh. There were 25,000 people assembled in Central Park, and the New York Times devoted the entire front page to the festivities, global festivities, that were all to mark the centennial of the birth of one man.
Huh. No, I almost, the year is wrong, or I would have said Lafayette.
Uh-huh. It's not a political figure, it's not a military figure.
So,
born
1869
was the festivities, and so he was born 14th of September, 1769.
Napoleon?
No, not a military.
Not a military, I'm sorry, you're so it's a, okay. It's not a military or a political figure, you said.
Yeah, celebrated around the world, and I'll give you another hint.
All right.
There is a bay, a national forest, and a county in California, California named after him.
Oh. Oh? No, not John Muir.
No.
There's
no Muir County there.
I know.
Siskiyou.
Yeah, Stephen Weed.
There's a bay.
So this is not a household name today, although I'm sure you've heard of him, but he was the most celebrated person of his era.
Wow.
So he's born in 1769. Was this person an explorer? Or
yes, partly. I would say this person is a combination of Charles Darwin and Indiana Jones.
Not Captain Cook. It's too late for that.
Yeah. Don't know.
No, we don't know.
Okay. Alexander von Humboldt.
Oh, okay.
We should.
Right. There's that biography of him that just came out.
The new biography.
Yes.
Now, so I got all this from the New York Review.
All right.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay. Slowpoke for bad candy.
Oh no!
Never heard of it.
Peppermints, like hard candy mints.
Nope.
Okay. Elvis for the costume.
No.
Montpellier for the invader of Canada.
No.
Okay. Thanks for
keep
my
going.
Thoughts.
Thank you very much. Right. Now we're running out of time here. Jerry, time to clean up.
Okay, the three singers have been number one on the charts for each of the last four decades: Janet Jackson, Barbara Streisand, and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
And the river that runs through Melbourne is called the Yarra, Y-A-R-R-A.
All right.
The country, the element named after Russia is ruthenium. The national capital that borders two other countries is Bratislava.
Oh, I said that, though.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you were just wool gathering.
Oh, God.
All right. The musicals that have won the Pulitzer Prize that you didn't get were Next to Normal. That was the musical I was thinking of. And the ones you really didn't get were called A Chorus Line and Sunday in the Park with George.
Of course.
Right. The man who led the invasion of Canada in 1775 was named Montgomery, Alabama. The most popular Halloween costume based on a historical person in the U.S. this year, Pocahontas. And the
what are the nasty candies?
The nasty candies, Smarties.
Mary Jane's, the butterscotch candy your grandmother always has, and bazooka gum, the number one most reviled candy, Whoppers. Whoppers, those horrible malted crap. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Have a great Halloween, everybody. If you come to my house, I guarantee you a good candy. And our panel tonight, Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Josh Cosman. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
I've been your moderator, Dean Rodriguez. Thanks to David Latulip and Steve Wilcott. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday. Bye-bye.
This is KALW San Francisco.